last year, 62%, so almost 2 in 3 people in Scotland voted to remain in the European Union. And that was in the context of a vote in 2014 where they had been told very, very explicitly, vote no, it's the only way to stay in the European Union. If Scotland becomes independent, you'll be out. You won't be back in. Spain will veto you to show Catalonia what will happen to them. The only way to stay in the EU is to stay in the UK. That didn't end very well. And they have still not deleted that tweet, so we retweet that every single day to remind people. But what's happened since then has been a damning indictment of the UK supposedly being a family of nations. So if this were a family of nations, you would think the Scottish government, the Scottish Parliament, the Northern Irish Assembly and Executive, the Welsh Assembly and Executive would be engaged in this process. That couldn't be further from the truth. So the Scottish government, the SNP, they're a minority government, just short of a majority, which is why we can get lots of concessions off them. They produce a paper called Scotland's Place in Europe. And the idea of that paper was to try and reconcile the votes in 2014 and in 2016. Because for those of us on the Yes campaign in 2014, we weren't rushing to have another referendum. We know that if we lose 2 independence referendums, that's probably it for a real generation, not an Alex Salmond generation, which turns out to be 2 to 3 years. But in that paper, they proposed a range of options. And the first option was the whole of the UK stays inside the single market, you know, the softest Brexit possible. Now, that was ruled out almost immediately. It was ruled out before they even published that paper. The second option was what we called a differentiated solution, where accepting that the rest of the UK, or at least England and Wales, would be leaving not just the EU, but the single market, would be going through a hard Brexit, that we in Scotland would have this different solution. We would stay in the UK, but we would actually stay in the single markets. We wouldn't be an EU member state, but we'd be part of the economic area, just not as a full state entity. But that's very difficult, but they drew on a range of precedents across the European Union and the associated areas to explain how this might be possible. Now that's been ruled out as well. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, when she gave her speech at Lancaster House outlining that it was going to be a hard Brexit, not only did she give one line to Scotland in that speech about how she would carefully consider the Scottish Government's proposals after having given a speech that was fundamentally incompatible with them, she did not even wait for the Welsh Government's equivalent paper. There is no respect for the devolved administrations coming from Westminster at the moment. And we know the Northern Ireland, we know even the folk in London feel the same way. So in Scotland, we've had to seriously reevaluate our position. Now, the Scottish Government's compromise went further than what we as Greens might wanted. Our position was quite clear. Scotland voted to stay in the European Union. The people of Scotland should deserve the right, the opportunity to stay in the European Union, and that would necessitate another referendum on independence. And the Scottish Government did try to compromise and get it something short of that. That's clearly not the case.